From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Bridget O'Brien. Paul's victims and family members are taking legal action against the security firm that employed the gunman in the worst mass shooting in modern American history. From our sister station WMFE in Orlando, Amy Green reports.
Dozens of Pulse victims and family members plan on filing a complaint today in federal court against G4S Security Solutions. They allege the security firm failed to report changes in Omar Mateen's mental health and seize his weapon before the nightclub shooting that left 49 dead last June. The FBI investigated the gunman after he made statements to co-workers about having ties with terrorists, but dropped its probe after finding no evidence substantiating the claims. The complaint also names Mateen's wife, who's charged with aiding the attack. She's pleaded not guilty. Amy Green in Orlando.
G4-6 did not immediately provide public comment. A former Palm Beach County Sheriff deputy and one-time State House candidate was arrested Tuesday morning and charged with 15 counts of patient brokering. A Navy veteran, Robert Bobby Simeone, retired as a deputy in 2014 after almost a decade with PBSO. Simeone was listed as the CEO of Epiphany's Treatment Center in Palm Beach since 2016, according to business records. Authorities have arrested at least 17 people on patient brokering charges over the last year. Because of Florida's Sunshine Law, the state's records and meetings are more accessible than in most states. But over the years, the legislature has instituted numerous exemptions to the law. There are now thousands.
What is missing too frequently is legislation that improves our right of access rather than chipping away at our right of access.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, will lawmakers add more shade to Florida's Sunshine Law? This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.